Well, the Cavern Resort and Spa located in northern Drakensberg. It's been an iconic and beloved escape for generations of South African families, really. We've been talking about it right here on 88FM. You've been hearing us kind of teasing the fact that there's a giveaway tying in with a special birthday celebration. And well, we're about to give you the full story right here on the Thursday morning radio show. And joining us on 88FM, all the way from the Northern Berg, we have Mrs. Cavern herself, Megan Beddingham, third generation owner and operator of the Cavern Resort and Spa. Megan, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
It's great to have you on the line all the way from the Berg to Ballito with the magic of radio. Hey, how cool is that?
amazing. If the signal's holding and working.
Yeah, we've got luck on our side today. It must be the birthday magic because, the Cavern Resort and Spa is celebrating a really, really big birthday this year. We're going to talk about that in a second. But let's just kind of set the scene for those that have never made it out your way before. As I mentioned, a really iconic and beloved escape for generations of South African families. And family is really at the heart of the Cavern story. And you've got a special family connection, I know, Megan. So maybe could you take us back and tell us about the history of your family connection to this magical spot, the Cavern, and fill us in on how it all began?
Yeah, so it's a gorgeous story. My grandparents were Ruth and Bill Cott, and they came out to the Drakensberg in 1941. And the initial thing was really to come and farm for somebody else. And Bill had written this beautiful letter of proposal to Ruth and really wooed her out into the mountains.
Oh, yeah?
And they got here, and they worked really hard. And, but unfortunately, it wasn't really good farming country, but they saw the potential of it running as a guest farm. And so they bought the land, and they continued the legacy. And, it was really hard in the beginning. You know, life was difficult. It had its challenges. I mean, Bill built the main lounge was his first project, and he, built his own explosive, blasted the rocks.
Wow.
And, brought them down to the main lawn, and then built our main lounge, which is still the place that we gather today. And so it really was hard beginnings. And I think as a family, what we always incredibly grateful for is that our grandmother was so steadfast and so hardworking and determined, because Bill died in 1954, and they'd only been married for 13 years, and she had, four young children and, no electricity, muddy roads. And yet, when the family tried to convince her to become a matron in Durban, thank goodness she said no. Stayed, and she, she was determined to fulfill, the vision and the dream that they had both started.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it really is. It has a very special start, and my folks came in and joined the family business with my dad's brother Anthony, and in the 1970s and the 80s, they sort of built it up into a really, thriving sort of resort where everything was about hiking mountains and having games and that in the evening and Saturday night dances. And it was a really fun space to grow up as children. And then we've, come back, or probably 20 years later, or 20 years ago, I came back to join the family business. And, we've brought our own kids up in this beautiful environment. And I think our main aim is really to kind of give people a really special escape from life. And, hopefully that's what the Cavern provides.
Well, I mean, it exactly is what it has been providing for over 8 decades now, from that early start, the rough beginnings in 1941, right up until today. And obviously the Cavern that we know and love has come a long way from its humble beginnings. Today, of course, it's the Cavern Resort and Spa, and it continues to attract visitors from all corners of the country looking to soak up some of the Cavern magic. But for those that have never experienced the Cavern for themselves, where exactly are you located? And if I'm trying to position it from Ballito, what's the drive like? How far are we talking?
So, it's a good drive because the N3 obviously is really good. I mean, we've got a couple of challenges with potholes as you get a bit closer to us, but nothing too serious. It's about 3.5 hours from Ballito, so you would come up the N3 and then through the towns of Winston and Durbanville, and we are situated in the northern Drakensberg. So quite close to the Free State border, but really in a beautifully secluded valley, you know, where there's plenty to do.
Brilliant. And you, when you talk about this cavern magic and what keeps drawing people back, apart from the gorgeous setting, I mean, it's a site of real conservation significance. There's a whole host of activities on offer as well. Am I right?
Yes, no, it is. I mean, I call it the Great Outdoors, because it really is that. I mean, it is a site of conservation significance, which is because of its magnificent mountain scenery, and we've got rock art on the property. And also there are just, you know, an abundance of plant and animal species. But it's really, I think what its real draw card is that natural heritage. It's just people need it. You know, we have guided hikes each day, one that's long, one that's short. So sort of catering for all kinds of abilities. You know, there's horse riding. In the Greater Valley, we've got 80 kilometers of mountain bike riding.
Wow.
So it can be a beautiful escape for somebody who's really active and wants to get out and just kind of clear their mind and enjoy the outdoors. But it also is a space, you know, for people who want to just relax and you know, be quiet and, you know, watch birds or just read a book or visit our gorgeous spa, which is set in the canopy of our indigenous forest, the Fern Forest. It really is the most beautiful setting. So the river cascades below, and while you're having your treatment, you can, you know, hear the waterfall. So I think what makes it magic is that it's, you know, there's something for everybody. And, you know, so mountain holidays don't have to be exciting and full of adrenaline, but they can also be peaceful and tranquil and really relaxing, yeah.
Wow.
Historical, yeah.
I'm sold. I'm putting in my reservation now. And look, this is good timing because this month the cavern is celebrating, as I mentioned, this birthday, 81 years, an 81st birthday. Holy moly! And I want to find out: do you have any special birthday offers lined up so that we can join in the celebrations with you?
Yes, no, we do. We're running a 4-night birthday special. Which is available from now until the 15th of December. And, you know, our daily rate for standard accommodation, the rate for standard accommodation will be 5,040 rand per person sharing for the 4 nights. And that includes all meals, guided morning hikes and morning and afternoon teas. And, you know, every family that joins us will, receive a complimentary bottle of bubbles as an extra, just because it's a celebration.
So we can pop a cork and really raise a glass.
Yeah, we've got to celebrate the good things.
Absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. So, is that special available just for this month or?
No, so it will run from now until the 15th of December.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got some time, to find a little space in your calendar and, get in touch with the team at the cavern. How can people get hold of you now that you've painted such a gorgeous picture for us? How can folks get in touch and make a reservation at the cavern and to take you up on those special birthday rates?
Yeah, so I think the easiest thing really is to go to our website, which is www.cavern.co.za, and all the details are there. But you can also pop us an email on info@cavern.co.za.
Couldn't be easier, really. And if you're just catching the tail end of this chat, so we've been whisking your way to the Berg, to the Cavern Resort and Spa, and in conversation with my special guest, Megan Beddingham, third generation owner and operator of the Cavern, celebrating 81 years of operation, and wishing you many, many more ahead, Megan. We're gonna have to meet up the next time we chat. I'll be sitting on the lawn your side and
good idea.
Raising a glass.
Absolutely. Take care. Cheers to all the listeners.